Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, buddy. It's CIAA week. Let's get to it.
102 Jams.
It's 6 minutes after 6 o'clock on this Monday morning. A little chilly outside, about 44 degrees. But the Three Live Crew bringing that heat this morning. B-Dot is here. Good morning, Roxy.
Good morning.
Drinkers is in this thing.
What's happening?
Fresh off the road, slanging them comedy jokes down there in South Carolina.
What's happening?
Big Rock, are we drinking today? It is National Bartender Day.
Did we say it?
And Bit Rock had promised all weekend that she was going to make us some margaritas this morning.
I didn't say margaritas.
Martinis.
I said mimosas.
Whatever.
That's the breakfast drink. Mimosas.
Won't be drinking mimothin.
Yes, you will. Thank you.
I know what happened.
No, now she's about to hit her husband up.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
What's going on? She going to make him bring.
I'm making non-alcoholic mimosas.
Okay, so what's in that?
Come again, say what? What
are you doing? Orange juice and Sprite and ginger ale.
I don't like, who drinks this early? That's what I was thinking.
Just confirm the orange juice and ginger ale for me.
Wait. Nah, bruh. Bruh, this was talking about some who drinks this early in the morning. Yeah. This was her idea.
Yeah.
As I thought about it, I was like, you know what?
Forgot the alcohol, didn't you, Big Rock?
Yeah.
Just keep it a buck with your people, man. You ain't got to do all this.
No, I will not. I will not admit to that. I will not. All I was saying to myself when I was in the store, I was like, yo, who even drinks that early? That's not responsible.
Until Friday or something, until Sunday or something. What's the truth? Tell us the truth.
This is the truth.
What do you mean?
This is the truth.
You just said it. Forgot about it.
I'm walking around in the store. I'm like, yo, come on, Rox. Nobody does that.
Oh, you refer to yourself like that. You talk yourself in the third person when you're in the store trying to sabotage our Monday bit. That's cool. 8 minutes after 6 o'clock.
I'm making non-alcoholic mimosas for
once
y'all.
Again, will you confirm the orange juice and ginger ale?
Please confirm the ingredients for the non-alcoholic mimosas.
Why? A bartender don't be telling you everything they do.
That's they got to. We see important. Oh, they're putting a little champagne in the orange juice. Okay, what is it? We see important. So
you forgot the champagne.
Yeah. Go ahead and get a little ginger ale out there.
That's all she got to do, girl. All she got is an orange juice. All
right.
You know what? All
right.
It's 12 minutes after 6 o'clock, and yes, the 3IAA.
God done.
Now, that right there was about to be off the chain. The 3 Live Crew is hooking you up for the CIAA, man.
I kind of liked it.
The 3IAA?
I did.
Golly.
I did.
6:13, man. Drinkers, yes, you are part of the 3IAA this week.
Word up.
Yeah, just roll with it.
I am.
Roll with it.
Rolling.
Lovers and Friends Festival, y'all.
I'm getting interested.
Are you? See? You're coming along.
I have been hearing you say who all was going to be there, and it's impactful when you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you actually see those names all on there, you realize they can't even fit all those names on that one little post like that.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, wow.
It's a lot of artists that are going to be performing at the Lovers and Friends Festival. And initially, do I need to go through the names?
Yeah, because somebody's right. Listening like, who?
All right. Lauryn Hill, Usher, Ludacris, Lil Jon, TLC, Janae Aiko. My computer screen just went black.
Dang, did it go black on you?
Yes.
Mm.
And it's not coming back on.
Dang. I just saw it yesterday.
Megan Thee Stallion. I'm trying to go off the top of my head now.
Yep. Saweetie.
Uh-huh. Saweetie going to be there.
Drew Hill. Am I tripping on Drew Hill?
No, you're not.
No, Drew Hill is going to be there.
You're not tripping.
Yo, why did my computer do me like this?
Her computer definitely did a greasy.
It did me real greasy. But there are a lot of artists that are going to be there at the Lovers and Friends Festival. And initially, we were very confused because some of the artists that were named were coming out on their social media saying they were not involved.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Lil' Kim, she jumped out there and said she wasn't involved. Twista, he said he wasn't. Mace, he said he wasn't. Then, a few days later, they came and said, you know what? Deposits have cleared. We will be a part of the Lovers and Friends Festival. Snoop Dogg jumped out there and said, listen, I'm one of the promoters on the festival. I put my name behind this.
Mm.
Everybody that we say is going to be there is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were wondering, with all of these artists performing, and Drankins has pulled up the flyer for me on his computer. Thank you, Drank. If you could just name some names. Just name those names there.
You said Janae Aiko, Summer Walker. Megan, of course, Nelly, Sean Paul, T-Pain, Brandy, Monica, Ja Rule, Fat Joe, SWV, Sweetie, Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, Ginuwine, Drew Hill, Next, 112, Mario, Twista, Eve, Trina, Tweet, A-Marie, Mace, Cameron, Mike Jones, Montel Jordan,
that's
ain't
crazy.
He preaching? John B, Baby.
Dang, they had a John B on that thing, too?
What's up? John B, what's up?
Like, the lineup is crazy.
So is it going on or not?
Initially, it was being said it was only going to be one day, Saturday, May 9th.
I knew that was impossible.
We were like, how are you going to do this in just one day?
Okay.
So they have added a day.
Of course.
May 8th and May 9th, Friday and Saturday. But the organizers of the Lovers and Friends Festival say, look, all of them names are going to be performing both days.
Why would they do that? Man, this thing is just...
You might miss one.
I'm off it again. It's way too clustered. It seems like they're just going by the seat of their pants, Rob.
I feel like that, too.
I don't like it no more.
You don't?
Did y'all see Drew Hill unsung last night?
Yes.
Saw it? I didn't see it.
It was good. I saw it. It was good.
Damn it. It was good, Rob. You got to tell about it. Dang.
I needed some with some bopping.
Let's go.
I flew past it with...
21 minutes after 6 o'clock and 3 live crews on your radio. Big Rock, can I use this music when I'm talking about the CIAA?
Yes. Okay. It's NCAA.
You don't like it?
No, I feel like we need our own different music from this.
Okay. You don't like this?
No,
you
I didn't
don't feel
really
like this really encompasses CIAA?
No, this is March
D1.
Madness.
Yeah. I just thought we could flip it because tournament. March is right around the corner, B-Rock.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted now.
Yes, I know when it is.
March is right there, a week away. We're right here. Hello, March. March Madness is right there upon us.
Yeah, it is.
I know when it is.
You hear a good record?
I did.
Nevertheless, man, Winston-Salem State, big winners over Livingstone for senior night on Saturday, man. It was a big deal, man.
Mm-hmm.
And with that win, 82-76, in overtime, you can't get much better than that, man. Co-champions of the CIAA South.
Yes. Yeah.
Get to go down there and represent for the CIAA tournament. Start on Thursday night.
Yeah.
Scrubs playing all on Tuesday.
Hold on. Who playing on Tuesday? Hold on. Who they co-champs with? Doc?
Scrubs
Doc,
playing on
who
Tuesdays,
are they co-champs with?
Wednesday.
Who are they co-champs with?
I don't know. I didn't do that much investigation.
Oh, they co-champs with John C. Smith.
I didn't do that much investigation.
Co-champs! Horns up!
We ain't talking about them. We talking about the Rams, honey.
You just got kicked out of the 3IAA.
Thank you.
Good.
You're no longer part of the 3IAA.
Bag it up. Fit up.
102 Jams. We just here to hook you up, baby. And if you would like to go see Post Malone, I'm talking about for free. you might want to be listening to Marky Mark tonight. He's going to be hooking you up. Marky Mark came to the Swarm game this weekend and kicked it with me because, you know, he's from D.C. and we was playing the Go-Go. We got beat by the Go-Go both games, too. Friday and Dwayne Bacon dropped 44 and 41, and we still lost both games.
Damn.
That was tough. Two jams, 224, Kobe Day. That's right. That's right. 224 today.
The memorial is today.
It is today, right there in LA. You know that Lakers beat the Celtics last night. Celtics players are actually staying overnight, and they said the other players have gotten have put in requests to their teams, to their coaches. It's a lot of active players that are actually going to be in LA today for the memorial as well. It's a big deal. Real big deal.
Of course.
Renowned education leader Jeff Canada for Mike Bloomberg. Democratic.
Better parts, better prices every day.
Good morning. 6:32 right now, 28 minutes away from 7 a.m.
And we're chilly out there. Huh? Get you a spoon and a bowl. I prefer a little chopped onions and some good extra sharp cheddar cheese off the block. Shredded.
Off the block.
Yeah, off the block. That's what it say on the Sargento pack. You know what I'm saying? 44 degrees out there, and we're going to get to a high. Oh, my computer messed up, too.
Y'all having some issues with the computers over there today on the block, G.
It's okay, though.
I don't know what's going on.
Don't know what's going on.
What did we do to technology?
51 to be the high.
Okay.
We're going to rain, you know, this evening.
Is it?
It's very high percentage in the 90s, so it's going to rain. Gonna rain. Let me ask you tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow gonna flow on in tomorrow morning. Yeah. On Wednesday you might get a little bit. It's okay.
It's a very serious accident in Winston-Salem on North Cherry Street, south of University Parkway, right there at Cherry View Lane. It's been there since about 5:40 this morning. So just understand delays in that area. Other than that, nothing to report. Let's keep it that way. That's your 102 traffic jams for O'Reilly.
The weather can't keep it together.
That's for damn sure.
But what?
See, Big Rob,
this is a man's world,
is blessed beyond measure right here on 102 Jams. And she doesn't even really understand that.
You don't have to address me.
Let me just say something to my brother before we kick off this segment.
Talk to me. For what?
Because people send questions. Women send questions to Roxy.
Not just any people.
It's women.
Women.
They send questions to Roxy, and she delivers them to us on Monday for this segment we call Mansers at 6:37 this Monday morning. Now,
yes, sir.
To Roxy, the questions may seem ridiculous sometimes because Roxy
Why
is fortunate enough and blessed enough to be amongst this tutelage daily.
Daily.
Daily she gets this these great conversations and this great impact. Everybody
does.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody doesn't have that privilege to get just the raw essence of the man perspective. Don't let it bring you down, brother. This is our time to uplift one another.
This
perfect perspective of the male, this is where you get that right here at Mansers, Big Rob.
Okay, whatever.
Well said.
Thank you, brother.
It wasn't well said.
That was well said.
But whatever.
Dick Gregerson said that better. But you said that.
Chick wrote in. And she says, ask Dot and Drake, Roxy, ask Dot and Drake if they think a man can really be faithful in a long-distance relationship.
Oh, my God.
My boyfriend. What?
A man can be faithful in any relationship. The question is, does he want to be faithful
in the relationship? My boyfriend, may I finish, please?
It's over. I'm listening.
My boyfriend is moving to South Carolina for work, and I'm so nervous. We've never had any issues with trust, but I'm just nervous because I don't think men can really be faithful like that.
So you was going with him anyway? Why you was going with him anyway then?
So there.
Huh? If he ain't gonna be faithful, he gonna be faithful wherever he at.
Wherever he is, he's gonna be faithful regardless. If he wants to be faithful. Now, would there have to be some compromise? Like, will you have to visit a little bit or he have to visit? Absolutely, because he is gonna have desires that are gonna need to be met. However, if the man wants to be faithful, he can be faithful.
Why are you laughing at? Cuz, why are you looking at me?
Because you asked the question. I'm telling you to tell her this.
Oh, well, hopefully she's listening.
Hopefully she is listening. What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing at anything.
Did you ask her why she's not moving with him?
No, I didn't ask her anything.
Because, you know, what do you think, Rock?
What do you mean, what do I think?
Can men be faithful in long-distance relationships?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, Big Rock.
Absolutely.
You know what all the giggling is from your end? Trying to figure it out.
I'm not giggling. I'm just sitting here. I'm giggling now.
Yeah, you've been giggling. You've been giggling ever since you forgot the champagne for the mimosas. I don't think I forgot about that.
I'm doing version mimosas.
Ladies, if you have any questions, you need the male perspective on this morning. Me and Drankin's here till 10.
Don't nobody need perspective from y'all.
God, the hate's so real.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm on that cash. Ah.
In 14 minutes, it'll be 7 o'clock, and you're listening to 102 Jams. Hello!
Snoop Dogg will be sitting down with Jada Pinkett Smith on Red Table Talk to discuss the comments he made to Gayle King.
And that turtleneck.
And I'm very interested. Did he have on a turtleneck? Yeah, Didn't he have on a turtleneck? Yeah, a burgundy turtleneck.
Yeah, it looked weird up there.
A burgundy turtleneck.
Sitting up there talking back to Jada Pinkett Smith.
Jada Pinkett Smith says, can I just call her Jada? Jada says...
No.
I have to say it all out, Jada Pinkett Smith, every time.
Yes, yes, you do.
She the only Jada, though.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
She is the only Jada.
Respect that man.
Respect what man?
That man she married to, whose last name she share.
But I don't want to say either of her last names. I just want to say Jada.
Pinkett Smith. First of all, because we always call her Jada Pinkett.
We did that. But when you put the Smith on there, don't try to cut her name short
because she didn't add her husband's name on there. Don't do that, Rox. Get that man here.
It just makes it so long, Dot.
Jada Pinkett Smith. Thank you.
Shared just a quick preview or a quick snippet of the show, and she says that the conversation with Snoop Dogg is going to be more than just his comments to Gayle King. She says they're going to have a really in-depth conversation about how black men speak to black women or speak about black women in the media. Mm. And I'm very interested to see that conversation.
I didn't know that
I really am. Yeah. They're going a bit deeper than, you know, okay, you said this to Gayle and it wasn't cool. But she says they're going to be exploring why he felt it was okay to speak to Gayle in that manner.
I'm interested in hearing Snoop's response to that.
Me too.
Who's surprised, though? Like, we can go back to Snoop's rap career.
But even still, that's what she's saying. Even all of that. Why do you feel like it's comfortable?
Why, throughout your career, did you feel like you should?
Yeah, why are you okay with it, period? Whether it was then or now?
Yeah.
Like, why are you cool with that?
Yeah. Like, because even then, like, younger, it's not... It's still not cool, but I mean, you're talking 19-year-old young Snoop living in California, like that was his verdict.
Reckless
Snoop. But now you're super grown. You're on television with Martha Stewart. Why do you still feel like it's cool to talk to, you know, a black woman that way? And we're gonna come for you and all of that. But and be so bully sounding. Like I told y'all, I didn't like that off the rip.
But I think it's even a little bit bigger than that.
Yeah.
Like not only is it Snoop, Reckless Snoop at 19, but this is also, you know, a gangster, quote unquote, in there. So not only, you know, like,
yes,
in that world,
yes,
you know,
that was fair then. That's 11 minutes. When is it dropping, Rock?
Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday at noon.
That's the thing to drop on Facebook, ain't it?
Yes, Facebook Watch.
11 minutes, it'll be 7, y'all. Most likely I'm gonna die for
Yesterday, me and Chris watched the worst movie on Netflix that I have ever seen. And I'm just trying to warn everybody.
Wait, it ain't TV Tuesday, right?
I have to let you know now so that you don't accidentally watch it today. Okay? Love.com. The worst.
Love.com.
The worst.
Don't watch it.
Please don't watch it.
That bad?
Don't watch it.
I gotta watch it, though.
Don't watch it.
That bad?
God, I wish you could tell us what it was about. Love.com. Make sure you watch that on Netflix.
No, don't watch it. Don't watch it.
102 Jams. Big Rock at the Swarm game. This dude sat down there beside me and was bragging how he put 350 big ones on Deontay Wilder for the fight Saturday.
Oh, no. He lost his money.
That boy Tyson Fury beat Deontay Wilder's brains out of his ears.
Oh, it was so bad.
It was bad,
man. It's It's 102 Jams.
It was bad as love.com.
Yeah. Which was worse, Rob?
Hey, we pull up like.
Oh, love.com.
Was way worse.
It was way worse.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't want white love. I want rich. Shout it deep.
3-6 all sevens.
Back at it.
Big Rob forgot the champagne for the mimosas, so we're not celebrating National Bartender Day.
I'm doing virgin mimosas.
102.
Virgin mimosas.
I got the recipe, but she's using ginger ale.
No.
Big old lie. Big old lie.
Schweppes. Schweppes ginger ale.
Oh, thanks, Big Rob. I like Schweppes.
Though. Schweppes.
Seven minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning.
It's time for Do You Care or Nah? First up, guys, a Friends reunion is actually happening. All six cast members are going to be back for the show. It's being called an unscripted. It's going to be unscripted. I don't really know what that means because Friends was a scripted show, so I was a bit confused when I read that description. However, it is happening. It's going to be on HBO Max in May. Do You Care or Nah?
Nah.
Y'all didn't watch Friends?
I did.
Not one episode.
I'm not with the reboot.
It's not a reboot. It's a reunion.
First of all.
It's a one show?
I'm not sure.
I've never seen one episode of Friends.
You've never seen one episode?
Not one episode. Secondly, the fact that they're saying that they stole the whole premise from Living Single, I'll never watch an episode.
I forgot about that.
I'll never watch an episode.
I don't want to watch it.
Either. I will never watch an episode.
I remember they said they stole it from Living Single.
That's a fact.
So, no.
And you should. It's Black History Month. You should not watch it either.
But it's coming on in May, so it won't be coming on during Black History Month.
It's Black History Year.
That's right.
So y'all don't care?
You shouldn't care. The three of us as a unit, Three Live doesn't care.
All right, moving right along.
Ain't that right, Roxy?
Huh? That's right. Nicki Minaj.
I don't believe one.
Nicki Minaj is pregnant, according to the Barbs.
So?
Y'all, they cannot let it go. Now, for a minute, I was myself thinking Nicki Minaj might be pregnant when she took that little hiatus. But then she came back and her stomach was small. So I was like, that girl ain't pregnant.
Yeah.
But she put up a video on her Instagram. She's on a jet with her husband, Petty. And he's rubbing her stomach. And he's like, going to Trinidad with your dad. And so now everybody thinks that was a little hint that she is with child. Do you care or no?
Nah, nobody care.
You know we don't care about
that. Gosh, I'm 0 for 2.
Nobody care about
that. All right, what about the beef? What about the beef that went on social media this weekend between Alexis Sky, Ari, Jada, little baby mama, Masika, and then Melissa Ford even end up jumping in, throwing her two cents in. It all started because Alexis Sky thought Ari was throwing shade at her, but Ari said she wasn't talking to Alexis Sky, that Alexis just took it the wrong way. And from there, I mean, just the back and forth. It was all weekend long. Mm. Do you care or no?
Damn, my girl went 0 for 3.
Sound like 0 for 3.
I went 0 for 3.
Sound like 0 for 3 to us.
But what was strange to me in all of this beef is all of them talking about they paved the way for each other and one is copying the other style.
But nobody has talent.
Nobody has talent.
Nobody.
They all look alike. Like, y'all all look like clones. Who's copying who?
Ain't nothing new under the sun, Big Rock.
Nothing.
Nothing new under the sun. Nobody f***ing with sun. I got a
loop. Too many ops in here. Tell me who you with.
102 Jams, Three Live crew here. I have a Do You Care or Nah?
What?
Nah, it's not a Do You Care or Nah, because I know y'all not going to care, but I'm going to tell y'all anyway. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Celtics versus Lakers. Third quarter.
You better not do some numbers.
Now listen. Just listen, no, Drake. Just listen.
Stupid.
Please.
Go ahead.
It was 81-81.
Yeah, Rob. You about to tell us more math.
Listen,
go
please.
Go with your math. Tell us more math.
It was 81-81.
Mm-hmm. Let me write it down. In the third quarter?
That's not relevant.
Why did you put so much emphasis on
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Because that's when it was 81-81. That's when it was 81-81.
All right, watch this.
I'm going to write down third quarter.
81
I'm writing that down.
Plus 81.
81-81. Both teams had 4 timeouts. That's 8. Okay. Got that. It was 2 minutes and 24 seconds left in the quarter. 224. It was 24 seconds on the shot clock.
Well, that's how many they put on
hey,
the
bucket. Hey, hey, hey.
Well, I almost said it.
you almost made drink, cuz.
Add all that up. It's 418. 41-8. 41 years old is how old Kobe was when he passed. 8 is his jersey number.
Oh, y'all are doing too much.
Yo.
Y'all are really doing too much.
Blew my mind, y'all. Now, you can't say that's a coincidence. 81-81 with 2:24 left. Both teams with 4 timeouts. That's 8. 24 seconds on the shot clock. That's unreal. That's unreal, y'all. Like, these numbers are serious.
No, they're not.
And today is 2:24. Today is Kobe Day.
Mm.
And the Lakers won. LeBron hits a fadeaway just like the Mamba.
Oh, the fadeaway was just like the Mamba. You know what? Yeah, I saw. You know what? Just like, see.
Oh, it wasn't?
Just anything.
Oh, so you exaggerated.
Just anything.
Trying to make it
anything.
Work.
Anything.
It was something
else. It was reminiscent of the Mamba. It was reminiscent. That's why. It's 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to 102 Jams, 3 live crew, and we've got your fun and games for the CIAA for absolutely free.
Y'all, researchers say the work-life, home-life balance is completely screwed now.
Mm.
They say with the invention of laptops and smartphones and people always having access to their email now, it is like totally done.
Yeah.
Like people literally do not separate work and home. And researchers say that can be very detrimental to your marriage, your relationship with your children, and just your overall happiness.
Mm. I believe that.
Yes. Yes, I do as well. But it's also being said that, like, we can't go back. Like, you can't go back now to the time where you used to go to your office, work your certain number of hours, go home, and be able to unplug and unwind. Like, there's no going back to it. Because the more technology evolves and we have access to each other, it's just no way to go back.
And a lot of that is with phones, Big Rock. I was just seeing a story this morning that said 33% of people spend more time on their phones than when they're with their significant others. And 17% spend more time on their phones than with their children. 45% of people would rather give up sex for a year than their phone for a year.
45%?
45% of people would rather give up sex for a year than their phone for a year. And I was thinking about that, Big Rock. I think I might be in that 45.
You're in the 45?
I mean, think about it. How often are you having sex versus how often do you need your phone?
I can do without it. I can go back to landline.
No, I can deal without the sex part. And the phone can handle that part, too, if you want to just keep it 100% real.
Oh, my goodness.
They said 3/4 of people admit they're addicted to their phone. 19% of people say they're very addicted. I ain't even going to hold you. I would definitely say I'm addicted to my phone. I don't know if very, but I might can say very. 88% of people feel uneasy leaving their phone at home. And 66% of people check their phone at least 160 times a day. That's about 10 times an hour. Y'all shocked on the sex, ain't you?
Y'all see me? I can get up here. Yeah, I'm tripping. You know I can leave my phone home in the morning. Y'all know I won't turn around. I've been here more times. You know, where your
but
phone?
But usually that's when you got your Apple Watch, though. Like, you still like that without the Apple Watch?
Yeah, even though my Apple Watch wasn't one that you could use just, you know, cellularly.
Oh,
no, I had to be connected to the phone, so, hey.
And you know Big Rock don't give a damn about
shit.
No phone.
Yeah, I don't care about it.
Hey, we ain't giving up them cheeks, though. I ain't giving up no cheeks.
You use your phone way more than you be on some cheeks, though, bro.
But I want to be on cheeks way more than I want to use my phone.
Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime alone.
Hey, Deron Wine just sent me a text message, Big Rock. Said he about to put a poll up.
Swallow your food.
Making a phone call. Using your phone versus sex. Which one would you rather give up? He about to do a poll because he
what
said
side
he just
is he on?
I don't know. I'm about to ask him. He said he about to see what his followers say. I'm about to text him back. See how we using our phone right now? What side are you on? That's what I just texted. Okay. I'll get the answer by the time this big hobby done. 102. 102 Jams, 29 minutes after 7 o'clock. And we have Mansers up next, but we have something we need to address. With the audience.
We've grown weary.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it.
And we're going to address it.
McKissick & McKissick is the nation's oldest black...
For those interested, I apologize. I forgot to let y'all know what Deron Juan would choose. We're talking earlier, 45% of people would give up sex for a year before giving up their phone for a year. And Deron Juan is also in that 45% like myself. He too would give up sex before he gave up his
giving
phone.
Giving up the cheeks, huh?
Yeah. He says his phone literally makes him money, which is true. So the phone is so much more now than it was in those days. And he says he can watch porn on the phone. 7:37, 23 minutes, and it will be 8 a.m. And this is the segment of the show where we talk directly to the ladies. Women have questions. Drankins and I give the man perspective. We call that Mansers. But Roxy has gotten a bit tired. The show has gotten a bit weary. Is that the word you use, Big Rock?
Yes.
Because it seems that it's usually 90% of the time the same subject matter, which is...
cheating. And I would up it and say 98. 98% of the time. It's always about cheating.
And I just wonder, are there any women who have questions for men that have nothing to do with infidelity or cheating or sex, period?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be the case.
What are some other issues? Relationships have other issues. I know for sure.
Yeah. Why don't those people ever hit us up? Why is it that the messages you get are 90, you said 98%.
I think so.
Dealing with infidelity or cheating men. Why do you think that is, Trent? You have a Mansers perspective on that?
We get a bad rap. Just more of the narrative.
But see, the thing is, like, the women that send these, I don't think that they're, you know, they're lying.
Yeah, they're not lying.
I just want to know, where are the other women?
Yeah.
Is that the only issue that women have with men, is them cheating?
No.
Now, if you put a percentage on that, what would your percentage be?
Yeah.
Because I say mine would be pretty high. If I was going to throw a number out there, I'd be like, the main problem women have with men is cheating.
What percentage? Are you talking like 80%, 70%, 68%?
And I think we should acknowledge that is an issue.
Yes.
I understand that.
No question.
I totally understand that.
Yeah.
I'm just tired of talking about it.
Yeah. I'm just interested in other questions.
I have to be fair and say this. The whole premise may be some type of cheating or something, but the story within it.
Yeah.
I think that's the difference, because even though, you know, we get... women who are always talking about the cheating and the infidelities, but it's just the stories. You know, the crazy stuff you hear in between.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's definitely always entertaining.
Yeah. And there's a lot to it.
20 minutes, it'll be 8 o'clock, y'all. Good morning.
You know I ain't come to play this TV. I'm snapping off the rip.
102 Jams, 11 minutes, and it will be 8 a.m. This morning is flying by. Maybe because I'm on 2 cups of coffee, maybe not.
You are jacked off coffee.
Am I jacked?
Yes.
Woohoo!
Last night, I had set a reminder for myself to watch the NAACP Awards. My reminder goes off. I never turn the channel and end up missing the whole daggone show.
Is that when you were watching at thelove.com?
No, okay. No, that's not what I was watching, okay. Love.com. But I do hear it was a really, really good show.
Yeah.
Beyonce, Bruno Mars, Lil Nas X, Lizzo, and Rihanna, they were all honored. Beyonce, she was a big winner. She got 6 NAACP awards. Blackish also won 6, including Outstanding Comedy Series. Hmm. And let me just, on a side note, say something about Blackish.
Hmm.
I was... watching that show while I was recently getting my hair done. It is a great freaking show.
Never watched one full episode.
Dot, you've got to watch Blackish. It is so funny.
Really?
Like, I said to myself, I really need to make a point to watch this when it comes on. It is so good.
People say that all the time, man.
Dot, it is so good.
I've never watched a full episode.
Like, 4 episodes.
Wow.
And I laughed out loud. Like, I was laughing out loud at some of those episodes.
Really?
It's a really, really good show.
Anthony Anderson or Tracee Ellis Ross?
Both.
Yeah.
Like everybody everybody on the show is funny. Like Jennifer Lewis.
Larry Fishburne.
And yes. They his mama and
he
daddy.
Larry Fishburne. He ain't Lawrence.
Like, dude. Just, you've got to watch that show. But that was just a side note. It did get honored, like I said, really big. And Rihanna, she got the President's Award just for her philanthropy, her giving back. And she had a great speech. I did get to see her speech. She just talked about unity and, you know, people coming together and stop, you know, letting things divide us. It seemed like it was a good show. Hopefully, I'll catch a rerun.
That's when you was watching. That's when you was watching Unsung, ain't
it? I was watching
Unsung. I knew it. Yeah. Yeah, was you gonna watch NAACP or watching
show,
Drew
though.
Hill over there? Tell me what you want. Bouncing in the living room.
Yo, Unsung, another great show that I discovered this weekend. See? It is so good.
You know you late on the Unsung.
I'm also late on Blackish.
Yeah,
I do understand.
Yeah,
sir.
Probably later on Blackish.
I understand.
I need to watch Unsung, though. I mean, I'll try to check out Blackish, but I definitely want to see this Drew Hill Unsung.
It's so good, dog.
Now I let me down to sleep. Now I let me down to sleep. Hey, I pray the Lord.
In 6 minutes, it'll be 8 o'clock, and we still haven't had any mimosas up here on 102 Jams.
Are you guys
Roxy
ready for
forgot
your virgin
her champagne.
Mimosas?
No. Virgin mimosas were never on the menu. But we are going to give you a menu.
I have two different types of orange juice to choose from.
No, thank you. If you would like to go to CIAA for free, we got you around 8:05.
I kind of want
to
try it.
Yay! Oh, let me go get my stuff.
Take the dollar around there. Get the sweat out the machine.
And I ain't got no change for you.
Back at it.
Hey. Somebody coming to our bar up next, and we're going to send them to CIAA.
102 Jams.
Six minutes after 8 o'clock, and the 3 Live is right here on your radio. B-Rock, it's time for us to give away some of these tickets to the CIAA.
Let's do it.
All right, so listen, Tony, you just entered the 3 Live Grill and Chill, all right?
Okay.
You've had a long morning already. You go straight to the bar. We got our bartender up here. Her name is Big Rock. How you doing, Roxy?
Doing well, thank you.
Got my homegirl Tony here from Winston-Salem. She would like one of your magnificent drinks.
All right.
Now, Tony, Roxy's going to whip up one of your drinks. She's going to tell you the ingredients. If you can tell her what drink she's making for you, we're sending you to the CIAA.
Okay.
Your drink has Hypnotic and Hennessy.
Mmm.
The Incredible Hulk.
Yep.
The Incredible Hulk. Just like that, my girl Tony is going to the CIAA. Now listen, what event are you going to? The CIAA Celebrity Basketball Games. Raquel's going to be in that joint. Stoner for Vegas going to be in there. Yo Gotti, Black Youngster, Jadakiss. It's going to be a fun time Saturday in Charlotte, and you will be at the CIAA Celebrity Game, Tony.
Yay! Tonight's my birthday, too.
Woo! Yeah, make it a double for a rock. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Yay.
That's what's up, Tony. That's how you get hooked up for the 3 Live. Where we at? Oh, in the 3 Live Grill and Chill. Absolutely. All right, we might have to keep the 3 Live Grill and Chill open now.
Hey, we rock it. We
now,
rock
the 3
it
Live Grill and Chill might be the spot that's you might want to roll to. What
and,
we got over there for the grill, bitch, right?
We don't boil our ribs over here.
Hell no, we don't.
Straight on the grill, straight off the grill right there with them ribs.
That's what's up. You come in, man, I'll take you to the bar. I'll take you to your seat. My boy Dranky got whatever you need from the grill. My girl, Bill Rock, she got whatever you need.
No, we got whatever you need from the grill. We got ribs.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, we got ribs.
Oh, all we got is ribs.
Yeah, we got ribs.
Okay. Hey, congratulations to Tony, man. She was the very first guest in the 3 Live Grill and Chill, and she's going to the CIAA. Celebrity basketball game. Baby on baby drop, man. Ever since baby on baby drop. Ratchet, 10 minutes after 8 o'clock. Sometimes you get blamed for stuff and you don't even realize that you was even the one that was the reason that it happened. I'm sorry. Good morning.
Now, hey.
Hmm?
Now, I've seen some things in my day, but it's got to stop. And what? I didn't know this had happened. Did y'all know that they got ketchup slices out there?
What you mean?
Got what?
Look at this girl looking at me. Look at me. What you mean? Ketchup slices.
What's a ketchup slice?
Like, hey, instead of you squirting your ketchup on, like a ketchup slice, like coming in a pack, like cheese slices.
No, they don't. Ew, yeah, how? Yeah. What? Hold on, I'm interested.
It's like they spread. Look at this boy.
That's like the perfect spread. It's
listen,
like perfect.
But listen, it's like they spread ketchup in a pan and they dehydrate it for like hours. And you know, then they cut it in slices.
To make it stiff?
Ketchup slice. So instead of your sandwich being messy or your burger being messy, it's a ketchup slice on there.
I like my burgers messy.
I think I'm into. I do and like I a rebuke, messy burger.
I rebuke this.
But I'm interested in this ketchup slice.
You're interested in the ketchup slice?
I am.
It tastes the same?
I don't know, because I'm not into. I want my ketchup the way I want my ketchup.
Yeah, it's just from the bottle.
Yeah.
Or the packet.
That make it a lot easier, though, with just the ketchup slice. You can just throw it right there on top of the burger. You got you some cheese, got you some ketchup slices. Boom.
Now, this is a company out of L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a new company, guys, out of Japan,
mm-hmm,
okay, is now venturing on to another form of slices, mayo slices.
Man, okay.
Mayo?
Now,
mayo slices. Oh, Ross, he said it.
Are you interested in the mayo slices too?
Yeah, because I like the way.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I mean, I think it's innovative. I really think it's innovative, and you can just throw it right there on the ham sandwich, and it's perfect. You ain't got to go. You know how you there going? You put your mayonnaise on there on the fork, and then you got to get it off the side, off the knife, and then you got.
So what? Why do you make it sound like a difficult process?
Yeah, who wants to go through all that when I can just throw a cheese slice, a ketchup slice, a mayo slice? Boom, my burger is ready. I'm with that.
Nah.
Every year we get lazier and lazier. Now we don't even want to spread our mayo.
That's not lazy. That's innovative.
You don't want to squirt your ketchup no more?
That's innovative.
Is this where we are now?
It's innovative.
I like to lick the side of my mouth and get the ketchup off.
Me too.
Don't have to do that with the ketchup.
Right there on the side of your lips. I like to do that. Ah.
There's nothing even there though. He licked invisible ketchup.
Come over here, let me speak to you, baby. Talk to your body and teach you.
Roxy and Drake trying to make me feel like an alien.
Osama bin Laden.
Because I'm all for these cheese slices. I mean, these ketchup and mayonnaise slices.
You don't even sound right.
I'm interested. I think it's very innovative. Got people on the phone wanting to talk about it. 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning.
Look, I was listening to y'all about these slices y'all had.
Yeah.
Now, what if you can't really control the amount or limit that's in the slice? Or is it all just one set?
Hold on. Ask that again.
All right.
Hey, hold on. I know what you asked. I know what you asked.
So painful, though?
The slice of ketchup is just like the same size like a slice of cheese.
But what if I don't like cheese like that?
No, he's just telling you to shape.
You know what I'm saying? There ain't no real limit to monetize what you're putting in those slices.
What you mean? It ain't no limit to monetize what you're putting in the slices.
What? My boy just threw some words out there.
I said that wrong, man.
Yeah. Bruh. Bye, man. Hey, bruh. What did he say?
Yeah, what?
No, I wanted to know. I wanted to know what he said, but I ain't feel like putting in the word to find out.
No.
Right now it is 8:24, y'all.
Okay.
It is 8:24 on 2:24. Come on.
That was gonna happen.
Come on.
You know what? You know what's even crazier? I was about to talk about the different ways you can stream Kobe's memorial service today.
But that ain't got nothing to do.
8:24.
That was a little ironic, though.
Thank you,
Roxy. It was going to be 8:24 at some point today.
But we were about to do a Kobe break right then.
You know what?
That was a little strange. Now, you know I'm not with it, Drake.
I'm going to refrain because I don't want nobody to think I'm being disrespectful about Kobe and nothing. Because y'all getting on my nerves with all that. You know
how
I'm
getting on your nerves?
I'm be quiet with it.
I just got in on it.
See how it feels?
Drake, I'm getting on your nerves. I just got in.
Bro, it's 8:24 and she's about to give a Kobe story.
Mm. Now that is a bit ironic. Mm. I must say.
How can you live stream it, Rock?
Mm.
Several different websites. Yahoo.com and ABC, those are the main ones.
The main ones are two. Okay. Oh, that's two main ones.
It starts at 10 a.m., but that's Pacific time. So what's that here?
See?
One?
See?
Yes.
10, 11, 12, 1, yes.
So 1 o'clock here.
Yeah.
And we can stream watch those joints.
And 2 main stations.
Shut up.
Which means 10 plus 1.
Shut up.
She like the way that I dance. She like the way that I move.
102 Jams. It's 27 minutes after 8 o'clock. Giving you a little bit of Pop Smoke. They still doing investigations on his whole situation. There's a bunch of ridiculous stories floating around internet on social media. One had a picture of his actual blood brother and was like, this who set him up. And it's just a whole bunch of craziness. It's just ridiculous.
Stop it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 28 minutes after 8 o'clock, Deontay Wilder did get beat up bad this weekend. They probably should have stopped it a little earlier than they stopped it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they stopped it in the 7th, but he was dizzy after he got knocked down in that second round.
Yes. I was so disappointed.
I didn't realize how much that hold your equilibrium being off when you get your what is it, your eardrum rupture and all of that. I didn't realize how much that.
Me neither. But like, seeing that and just how thrown off he was, I was like, wow.
Yes, just knowing the type of boxer he is and how dominant.
Yes.
And seeing how he became a shell of himself.
Yes.
He was like, yo, this is.
Are they going to fight again?
Probably. Fury probably let him get his face back. I don't know if the interest is going to be there as strong as it was,
I'm interested.
Boy, he can't box.
Does it like to take one bite of Tasty Bite Madras lentils for the first time?
Instead of stressing out in traffic, learn more at parknc.org today.
I'll make sure I write that address down here.
833 on 224, Dot.
Mm. Oh, man.
Mm. 833 is
nine. Oh, man. 8 takeaway 33 is 25. Oops, didn't make it.
48 degrees. 48 degrees. Cloudy out there.
Exactly.
Maybe. Well, we're going to get some rain tonight. Okay.
High 52.
That just further proves my point. Every number don't do it. You try to act like you can do it with any number. And it just, no, it's specific numbers. Like in that third quarter yesterday when it was 2 minutes and 24 seconds left and it was tied 81-81. That was unreal. That was unreal.
Bruh, right now it's 834. You take 8 away from 34, that's 26. 2 plus 24 is what? 26.
Shut up.
Oh, I can't blow his mind.
No, you can't. No, you cannot. In Greensboro, it's an accident on Battleground Avenue at Bessemer Avenue. That was pretty impressive, though.
Damn.
And there's an accident on Westover Terrace, south of Battleground Avenue. And stop-and-go traffic at Salem Parkway, 421 eastbound between exit 222 and mile marker 206. Also, Stratford Road at Haynes Mall Boulevard, we have a serious accident. It is 834. Y'all buckle up and drive safe. That's your 102 traffic jams.
Rain or snow. Music on the go.
102 Jams, 3 Live Crew is on your radio.
This is a man's world.
And it's 8:37, 23 minutes away from DJ Lil Vegas time. And last hour, first hour, 6:36, we had a conversation about a woman wanted to know, should she trust her man because he's moving out of town for work? And should she trust him because can he be faithful? So last hour, we were like, you know what? We are sick of all these conversations about unfaithful men. Like, we understand that is an issue, but damn. Like, is that the only thing y'all need some damn help with? Big Rock got a young lady on the phone, says she has a question for Mansers that has nothing to do with infidelity.
Good.
In a marriage, if you have an issue with the in-laws, but your husband won't step up, how do you deal with that situation without causing an issue in your marriage?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there is a way. You know what I'm saying? Because at some point, you have to stand up for yourself if you're being disrespected.
But stand up to who? The family or to, do you need to share that with your spouse?
Yes. Share that with your spouse, but then let him know. If you're not going to defend me as your wife, I'm going to defend myself.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So when that time comes, it happens because you're not now, sir. You are going to have to choose your immediate family, which is your spouse, or, you know,
your blood family.
Your blood family. I guess you could say that, you know, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I've said something to him. We've had several family meetings. I've tried to address it with his family, but it's not being resolved. And here it is 14 years later with the same issues.
Mm.
Now, what are the issues? Like, they're disrespectful to you? They shun you?
Correct.
What's the issue?
They're disrespectful to me. They talk trash about me around my kids, which in turn, they come back and tell me. And it's like, I've had it to a point where I never wanted my husband to choose between his mother and his sisters and his father and me. But as I told him lately, it's becoming to a point where this is the road we need to cross.
I'm about to say, now, if they'll talk junk about you to your kids, that is just
what is
totally
your husband saying? What
out
is,
of line.
What is the reason behind that?
You know, when me and my husband met, we got married really quickly. And I don't know if it's because of that they don't know me, but here it is 14 years later. You got the chance to know me. But when I ask you what's your issues with me and you can't give me a valid reason, then what
well,
is
you don't, you don't think it's valid, but what did they say?
Yeah, you didn't ask the question. Like, Dot asked you, what is your husband saying? Like, what does he say to you about them? What does he say? How does he...
I mean, he said something once or twice that I can remember. One time he said something to them to the fact of, you don't have to like her, but that's my wife and you're going to respect her. But that didn't diffuse the situation because we're still dealing with
it. So when you bring it to him, what does he say back to you, though?
Sometimes I feel like it's more defensive towards his family because he wants it to be peace on that end, peace on our end, and he just wants everybody to get along, but at the point, it's not there.
Yeah, he's definitely in a tough spot, like just trying to appease his mother in that situation and trying to appease his wife. He's definitely in a tough spot.
I can't agree.
Why?
He decided to marry her.
So? Like he loves both. He loves his mom and he loves his wife, bro. That's a tough spot to be in.
But when you get married, there's some things that needs to be understood. You understand what I'm saying? That man, that's his wife now.
Agreed.
And you as my mom, I love you as my mother, but you can't come between the union of me and my wife now.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that 100%.
You understand what
but
I'm saying?
But that still doesn't water down the way that he wants to love his mother and the love that he asked for his mother. Does he need to set that definitive line? Yes, and I agree with you 100%. And when he has to choose, he definitely has to choose his wife. I'm not debating any of that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I am saying is that it's still a super struggle wanting to appease your wife and wanting your mother to be happy. That's a super struggle.
But I also got to be honest and say, not for 14 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I disagree because I have experienced some of this. Like, I think the reality for your situation is, like, y'all's interaction just has to be super minimal. The fact of them talking to the kids disrespectful about you, that has to cease. Like the husband has to be 100% against that because that's not even you. That's the kids, too. Like they are tripping in that regard, period. I can't even fathom that part. But as far as y'all's relationship, you interacting with them, that's got to be hey and bye, just on the cordial, just whatever, whatever. There can't be no house visits and kicking it and all of that. Like, that's not realistic.
With the kids,
yes,
neither,
like
though.
I told him recently, I said, it's got to a point where if the kids over there don't ask me to go pick them up, I'm not going over there. I don't want them to come over my house, and we're good.
Yeah. Sadly, that's how it's got to be.
Snoop Dogg is getting toe up on social media.
Dragging him.
Yeah, he put up a post, and it was a few pictures of like a butt gone wrong. Mm-hmm. This person has had butt shots, and it's gone totally, totally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And his caption was, shout out to all the naturals. And he added his wife. Then he said, my sisters, please stop this silliness. Be more than a booty. If he don't like what God made for you, forget him. With a little straight face emoji.
I can see how that went downhill. I can, Rock. I can imagine what the comments are saying.
Like, Snoop, you're not all the way off the hook for your Gayle King comments. You're going to be on Red Table Talk Wednesday
again,
for those.
Again.
Maybe just not comment on women right now.
Yeah, fact. Yeah, go make a pile of something with Martha.
You feel me?
Just fall back, Snoop. Shut up. You're not Boosie.
I'm a little G.
9 minutes, it'll be 9 o'clock. You're not Boosie.
Not.
But we in the club, man.
All right, guys. Quick fire birthday trivia. And I'll let you decide. Do you want it to count for a point or not?
Yep.
All right, here we go. This guy, he's a boxer, undefeated.
Drakus!
God dang
Drake.
It. Undefeated. Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather is correct. Dot, to keep Drakus from getting this point, How old is Floyd Money Mayweather?
37.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Drankus, how old is Floyd Mayweather?
He's 38.
That is incorrect 36. As well. That is incorrect as well.
36 is incorrect?
Yes.
Oh, how old is he?
43 years old today. 43 really? Years old. Yes. Floyd wow. look good. Floyd looks great.
Floyd look good for 43.
Yeah, he does. He does.
And
happy birthday, Floyd.
Your ass.
Yeah.
All right, that point goes to Drank
yeah,
today.
My point, I'm going on a 5-0 run.
Nah, Drake never voted if this game should count or not, so I think he would have said no to begin with.
Yeah, no,
I would have said
this
yeah.
Counts. This
so
counts.
It really just makes it
this counts.
A wash.
This counts.
It counts because he let it ride when you said yeah.
Meal. Scratch-made biscuits available in most stores in the listening area.
Back at it.
Yeah, DJ Lil Vegas is back at it. 2 minutes after 9. Good morning.
102. Jam. Just the day you should.
That promoting I did for the XFL and still have yet to watch one game.
You did it? You didn't watch none this weekend either?
None. And I'm talking about this weekend, I turned to ESPN and it was a game on, but St. Louis was up like 20-something to 3, so I just turned that crap and turned to the Lakers and the Celtics game.
Yeah, you don't care.
My team lost.
Who your team?
DC Defenders.
Gosh.
He doesn't care either.
Who he does.
Play? I do.
Drank been on it. Drank and Flex. Fleazy be on it.
I play XFL on my FanDuel, so I gotta be on it. I'm on
my
it.
Boy play
that's
XFL
only reason he's on
his FanDuel.
That's the only reason he's on it.
My boy's
but that's another
junkie.
Reason to be on it.
That boy's a junkie. 13 minutes after 9 o'clock, 3 Live crew on your radio. Big shout out to Tony, man. She was at the 3 Live Grill and Chill this morning. Knew that drink Big Rock was making at the bar.
Knew
and
it.
Now she will be at the CIAA having a ball. Just that simple, man.
Yep.
We'll hook you up some kind of way on tomorrow, sending folks off to the CIAA for free. Have some fun down there on us. 3 Live.
Yeah. Pimp, huh? You on simp, hey, he say you all about
this
money.
Is 102
yeah,
Jams.
I'm on that cash.
And this morning for breakfast, I had coffee and brownies. What about you?
Across North Carolina, educators inspire our students.
See store for details.
I don't even know what an egg frittata is.
Wait, will somebody tell you to eat that?
Yeah, Cedar hit me talking about she had an egg frittata and zucchini nut muffins for breakfast. None of that sounds good, but hey, hey keep going though, baby. My baby trying
hey,
to
hey,
she on
quit telling y'all
journey.
Quit telling y'all business. People that eat stuff like that is definitely in a different tax bracket. 931.
That ain't no different tax.
Y'all telling too much. Y'all telling too
egg
much. 50.
Frittatas?
Brother, egg frittata. Frittata. We thought that was that girl that sung. Nelly Furtado. Remember that? We thought that was that girl that sang. 50 degrees. Remember that? Da, 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 da. She did
all
the,
right.
With Missy.
All right.
50 degrees. Right now, it'll be a high 53.
You're so embarrassed.
Light rain showers.
I'm getting to the gym today, and I'm going to drink another one of them Gnosis. That thing's having me juiced. There's an accident in Winston-Salem, Stratford Road at Haynes Mall Boulevard.
Just telling your tax bracket, talking about the gym and the good drinks they got there. Somebody going to the playground today to get on the monkey bars and do some pull-ups.
Sports Center ain't the only place that got the damn Nosh drinks.
Somebody going to get on that monkey bar and do some pull-ups and jump rope.
Battleground Avenue at Bessemer Avenue, Westover Terrace, south of Battleground Avenue. Accidents there. Other than that, we're good. Y'all buckle up and drive safe. Roxy just got back in here with her cereal, and Roxy IG Live just let drinkers know something.
What?
Y'all didn't share the last box there. You left him with a bunch of crumbs.
Remember that?
Is what they said.
No, we did share it.
Yeah, we shared it, but then you left me with the crumbs that bought the cereal crumbs.
I accidentally poured too much in my bowl.
Is that what happened? They sort of told it on you, Rob. Yeah, it's 9:33, 27 minutes
man,
to 10.
Man, IG Live ain't loyal to nobody.
No.
Just them. Just them.
Musical Vibes, 365.
It's 9:36, y'all, 24 minutes away from 10 a.m. 3 Live crew is on your radio, and it's free-for-all. What you want to talk about? You got a question?
How you feel about the fight?
Oh, disappointed?
Very disappointed, man.
Yeah, everybody was disappointed, man. Like, if nothing else, like...
You think he should have threw the towel in or what?
Yeah, probably should have threw the towel in a little bit early. Probably got beat up 2 extra rounds that wasn't necessary.
And really, it was Deontay Wilder that duped everybody, though, for real.
What do you mean?
By the way, he was talking, you thinking he was training different, by getting a different trainer, he's got, a different set of boxing skills by now.
He didn't get a different trainer, though.
I mean, not different trainer, but he was training differently and working on his boxing techniques and whatnot. He ain't worked on nothing, man. Yeah. Still that right hand. Jab, jab, left, right hand.
But that's what they were saying that he had worked on. Actually, that's what he had implemented into his game was the jab.
He didn't?
They said he didn't use the jab a lot. And I was like, damn, if he didn't use the jab a lot, how was he even able to set up the right hand in previous fights? I'm not a huge boxing fan. Like, I catch the big fights and whatnot. I caught the last time that Fury fought Deontay Wilder, and I was caught up on these maybe the last two or three fights from Deontay Wilder. I knew he had a big right hand, but I didn't know that he had all the holes in his game as far as he wasn't a boxer, didn't really have the technical side down. His corner and his trainers and stuff sucked. One was a dude that had just quit his job and became a trainer when Deontay started. I wasn't familiar with all of that. So I was just off the, to this day, hype and all of that. But it was a very disappointing fight.
Yeah, it was, man. Fury used his weight on him in a big way.
Yeah.
I really feel like he just kept tumbling over him. You know what I'm saying?
That was smart.
He having run up on him, kept wrestling. I was very disappointed. And I ordered the fight. I was not happy.
Dang. You paid the 80 for it?
Yeah, bro. I was not happy. I was out there in D.C. this weekend, so I would go to the casino, but things didn't work out. So I ended up ordering the fight. But yeah, I was very disappointed. Mm. I just wanted to get y'all intake on what happened, though.
I ain't gonna hold you, man. My fire stick started tripping. It was freezing and jumping. I was madder than hell trying to watch that fight, dog. My man Jordy came through. Appreciate you, Jordy. Held me down a long way.
No doubt.
Hey, appreciate you, though, family.
Well, we love y'all, man. Keep doing what you do. We appreciate everything you do for the community and everybody, man. Yeah. We love y'all. Yeah. Let me catch your vibe.
19 minutes and it will be 10 o'clock. Three live crews right here on your radio, and we're hours away from the Kobe Bryant Memorial that we'll be going down at the Staples Center live stream for us to see.
Yeah.
Today is 2/24. It is Gianna and Kobe Day. And there were 80,000 people. 80,000 people actually tried to go to the memorial today. 80,000, Bit Rock.
Mm-hmm.
But they got 20,000 people, say more than 20,000 people, friends, family, and those who acquired tickets through a lottery
that
80,000 people applied for. But the tickets had three tiers, they say. They were $224 each.
Okay.
Or two for $224. Or $24.02 each. So I'm guessing this, you know, the closer, the $24 tickets will probably be in the nosebleeds.
Yeah.
The $224 tickets will be up closer.
Mm-hmm.
And then your two for $224 maybe in the first level. I don't really know. I'm not going to be there. But those are the tiers. And the proceeds for those money for that will go to the Mamba and Mamba Sita Sports Foundation. I know. Initially, it sounds a little awkward saying that Kobe was super, 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 super wealthy. So why would they charge for a memorial? I understand that. I don't have the answer to that.
I'm going to tell you now, them 24 and 2 cent dollar teeth, they're getting flipped. Or at least 100.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Not tough.
A lot of those, half of those, I say.
Not tough. But it does go down at 1 o'clock, 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, which is 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I'm definitely going to be trying to tune in. I should
I
be
too.
Out of the gym by then.
Yeah.
And give me a good...
I would rather watch his last game when he hit 60 than watch the memorial. Memorial might make me real, real sad.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather watch that game.
I'm a little nervous to watch the memorial, though, because I've seen so many different reflections of Kobe over the past couple of weeks that I'm wondering if I'm going to be burnt out.
Yeah, what else can...
Like, seriously, like, I mean, even that game they had at the Staples Center, that pregame was like 30 minutes. They had a dude playing a cello. They had... Usher come out there and sing. The hell, you remember that one? Like
yeah.
that was.
But his family's going to be there.
So you think Vanessa going to speak?
I don't know. Mm. I don't know. But
she'll
be some
good singing.
She might.
You probably going to get some good singing.
I'm sure there'll be some different layers to this than what we've seen.
Get some good singing.
I'm interested to see what else they can show. Like,
yeah.
I feel like we've seen everything.
Will Al Sharpton be on stage?
Nah, but he'll be in close proximity.
He will.
Oh, he's going to be somewhere where the cameras can catch him.
Yeah.
That's for damn sure.
Wow.
16 minutes and it will be 10 a.m. Rest in peace to the Mamba and Mamba Sita and everybody else who lost their life on that helicopter. When it's hot, turn to the city, I broke all the nuts. Got some. In 10 minutes, it'll be 10 o'clock, 10:10. Good morning.
Popeyes jumped out there first. started selling their uniforms as outfits. Mm. People went crazy for them. They sold out.
I missed mine.
Now McDonald's has joined the club. They've got the Quarter Pounder Fan Club. And to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Quarter Pounder... Drinkins just immediately went to the website.
To do what?
Quarter Pounder Fan Club. I'm in that.
They've got the Quarter Pounder Fan Club. And to celebrate the Quarter Pounder,
where you going, Flex?
They were celebrating with various items that you could purchase. Now, the most popular one was the six-pack Quarter Pounder candles. Now, they had six different candles that if you burn all together, McDonald's says just gives you the delicious smell of a Quarter Pounder.
Who the hell was that?
You had the bun. The ketchup-scented candle,
Roxy.
The pickle-scented candle, the cheese-scented candle, the onion-scented candle,
all
and the
right
beef-scented
right
candle.
There.
You
all
light
six.
Them up all together, you all got you the candles. Smell of a delicious Quarter Pounder.
Now, who would do that?
Somebody would, because they sold out.
Are you serious?
Also on sale was a Quarter Pounder with Love Locket. It's a heart shape with the McDonald's logo on the front. You open it up, what's inside? Pictures of Quarter Pounders. That sold out as well. You had mittens. You had a bumper sticker. You had the fan club t-shirt, a fan club pen. They're all sold out. At this point, the only thing you could get is the Quarter Pounder calendar.
Everything.
That's all that's left.
Look mad.
I can't find a locket.
It's sold out.
I'm in the club, though.
Clearly you're not.
I'm in there.
Why didn't you get the notification? Because as soon as this stuff went on sale, that stuff got snatched up so fast, y'all.
Oh, shop McDonald's merchandise.
I am very interested, though.
In what?
The candles. I just want to see if you light them all up, if it'll really smell like a Quarter Pounder.
That's dumb as hell. Who wants to smell like a Quarter Pounder in their living room?
I didn't know they had all these items, though. They got, like, McDonald's toboggans and stuff, bruh. They got, like,
Well, she was saying
socks.
That while you was sitting there looking up.
No, I'm just still sitting there tripping off. I didn't know they had all of these items, and you know that I'm a fan.
Available. For you.
Yeah, for me, for purchase.
Now, I would rock some McDonald's socks now. I would rock those.
They like fries. They got the fries all on them.
I would rock those. Now, those sound kind of dope, but I ain't wearing no locket. And I ain't getting one for nobody. That's stupid.
You don't buy no candles either?
No, I'm definitely not buying any candles that smell like Quarter Pounder.
I just want to see if it really smells like it.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
No, I got to see.
Castle on the hill. 102 Jams has Big Mo in your ear hole up next. In the meantime, here goes Yo Gotti. He said he a hoe, but you can't call him that. It's 102.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.